100%. That hits me so hard because I feel like I have spent most of my life with 100% for myself. briefly, like in the context of relationships, maybe it's a bit new to me, so I'm learning now to share my time with another person on a regular basis. But there's just other things in my life that have also come up. So I feel like now I'm getting a very small window into how it's like for most people, where they don't have like 100% of their time, you know, to just like do whatever they're doing. And I've always seen that as a privilege on my part to have that. But yeah, I think about it even from a project sustainability point of view, where if I've built like an app or something and it's built in a way that implies that I should spend 100% of my time on it, it's inherently unsustainable. Like the model of how it works is just unsustainable. And especially if I'm the only person involved and I have like 6 or 12 projects that all have that same model, it kind of doesn't work over the long term. So nowadays I kind of feel crushed under the weight of my own output, where I have so many different things and I'm trying to keep them going and I'm doing it on my own. And there's something I find dysfunctional in that at this point, because it's like you can't, like I can't, you know, I can barely even start now just because of the thought of how to choose which one to go. It's like, it's really heavy. And yeah, it comes from this assumption of like 100% of my time.